కొత్త లక్షణం ప్రయోజనంచ వాతారి శ్లోక సత్యగీర్నిరూపితం దాస్తి స్పీషస్ ఇన్ వొకేషన్ ది ఎసెన్షియల్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య అండ్ ది నీడ్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ అపియరెన్స్ హవ్ బీన్ సెట్ ఫోర్త్ ఇన్ 6 వర్సెస్ రూప రఘునాథ పదిజారాస చైతన్య చరితామృత పై కృష్ణదాస ప్రేయింగ్ అట్ ది లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ రూప అండ్ శ్రీ రఘునాథ్ ఆల్వేస్ డిజైరింగ్ దేర్ మర్సీ ఐ కృష్ణదాస్ నేరేట్ శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృత ఫాలోయింగ్ ఇన్ దేర్ ఫుట్ స్టెప్స్ దస్ ఎండ్ ది భక్తి వేదాంత పర్పస్ టు ది శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృత ఆదిలీలా ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ ది కన్ఫిడెన్స్ ఆఫ్ రీజన్స్ ఫర్ ది అపియరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య Chapter 5 Vandi Anantat Bhuti Swarjyam Sri Nityananda Mishwaram Jasyachayata Swarupa Jnapi Nirupyati Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Sri Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. এই শ্লোকে কহিল কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য মহিমা পঞ্চম শ্লোকে কহি নিত্যানন্দ সত্য সীমা আই হ্যাভ ডিসক্রাইব দি গ্লোরি অফ শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য ইন 6 ভার্সেস নাও ইন 5 ভার্সেস আই শ্যাল ডিসক্রাইব দি গ্লোরি অফ লর্ড নিত্যানন্দ সর্বাবতারী কৃষ্ণ স্বয়ং ভগবান তাঁর দ্বিতীয় দেহ শ্রী বলরাম The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body, purported by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Sri Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is the primal Lord, the original form of Godhead, and his first expansion is Sri Balaram. The Personality of Godhead can expand himself in innumerable forms. The forms that have unlimited potency are called Pansa, and forms that have limited potencies, the living entities, are called Vibhinansha. Ekai swarupa duhe bhinna matra kaya, adyo kaya buhyo krishna lila sahaya. They are both one and the same identity. They differ only in form. He is the first bodily expansion of Krishna and he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastime. Balaram is Swansa expansion of the Lord, and therefore there is no difference in potency between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is in their bodily structure. As the first expansion of Godhead, Balaram is the chief deity among the first quadruple forms, and he is the foremost assistant of Sri Krishna in his transcendental activities. Sei Krishna Navadipe Sri Chaitanya Chandra Sei Balarama Sangya Sri Nityananda. That original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadipa as Lord Chaitanya and Balarama appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. So this is, in this chapter, chapter 5, Adilila, Kaviraj Goswami says that he will describe about Lord Nityananda. You understand? Balaram, Lord Balaram is his second body. That Balaram is Lord Nityananda. With Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Mm. সেই কৃষ্ণ নবদ্বীপে শ্রী চৈতন্য চন্দ্র সেই বলরাম সঙ্গে শ্রী নিত্যানন্দ। That original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvip as Lord Chaitanya and Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. Ekoi swarupa dvahe bhinna matra kaya adya kaya guhya Krishna lilar sahaya. Krishna and Balaram, they are both one and the same identity. They differ only in form. What is the difference?
Color.
Color is different. Krishna black is Balaram white. He is the first bodily expansion of Krishna. Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna. And he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Adya kaya bhuya, the original quadruple expansions. You understand? There are two quadruple expansions. First quadruple or original quadruple expansion and second quadruple expansion. What are the first quadruple expansions?
Mahavishnu.
Number one is Balaram.
Balaram.
He says, Adya kaya bhuya. Do you understand? The first bodily expansion of Krishna is Balaram. Then
Mahavishnu.
Mahavishnu.
And then Garbhodavishai Vishnu.
Garbhodavishai Vishnu.
And Kirodavishai
Vishnu. And Kirodavishai Vishnu. Add original quadruple. First quadruple. Second quadruple.
Pradyumna, Sankarsana.
Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Then same. Second quadruple. That's all right. Then same. Balaram is a transcendental expansion of Lord. And therefore there is no difference in potency between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is in their bodily structure. As the first expansion of Godhead, Balaram is the chief deity among the first quadruple forms. And he is the foremost assistant of Sri Krishna in his transcendental activities. Do you understand? So, Kaviraj Goswami, in this chapter, will describe vividly about Nityananda. Balaram is Nityananda with Chaitanya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. In sixth chapter, this Adi Leela, sixth chapter, other things will be said, described. This is fifth chapter going on. You understand? In sixth chapter it is mentioned there, Anero ki kotha baladeva mahasrajar bhava sudasakya vatsalya jiva. Teho apona ke koren das bhavana krishna daso bhavo vinu ache konjana. Sahasra badane jeho sesa sankarsan daso deho dhari kore krishnero seva. You understand? What to speak of? Others, anero ki kotha. Swam Baladev Mahasaya. Baladev or Balaram himself. Jar bhava sudasakya vatsala jiva. Deha apana ke koren das bhavana. You understand? Even Baladev thinks himself as a servant of Krishna. You understand? He comes with Krishna to serve Krishna. Krishna Daso Bhava Vinu Ache Konjana. That anybody is not the servant of Krishna. All are servants. Ekali Iswara Krishna Asava Bhutya. Krishna is the only Iswara, Parameshwara. All others are his servants. Sahasra Bhadane Jeho Sesa Sankarsan Daso Deho Dhari Kari Krishna Sheva. Do you understand? Sesa. Do you understand? Karishesha.
Krishna is Satman.
Patal Lok, isn't it? Neither most planet. Patal, that's Sesha. That Sesha is the expansion of Balaram. You understand? That Sesha has thousands of moons. Isn't it? Sahasra Badane. Dasadeva Dharikare Krishna Seva. That Balaram serves Krishna with 10 bodies. You understand? With 10 bodies. What are those 10 bodies? You know, Dasadeha, how Balaram serves Krishna with 10 bodies? Don't know?
Snake body.
Satra, you understand? The umbrella. You understand? Paduka. The wooden handle. You understand? Paduka. Sajya, the bed. You understand? Count.
Umbrella.
Umbrella.
And feet. And bed.
Wooden shoes. Paduka.
Shoes.
Bed. Then upadhana. Pillow. Pillow. You understand?
Yes.
Then basana. Garment. Clothes. You understand? Then bhushana, ornaments. Then avasa, the residence. Yajna sutra, the sacred tree. Singhasana. Yes. You understand? Lion's seat. Singhasana. You understand? Then Arama. You understand? What is that Arama? Satra Paduka Sajya Upadhana Basana Bhushana Arama. Avasa Yajna Sutra Singhasana is also there. You understand? These are 10 bodies. There are 10 bodies of Balaram. He serves Krishna with his 10 bodies. You understand? When Krishna came in Dwapar Yuga, last Dwapar Yuga, 5,000 years ago, Balaram came with him. Balaram was elder brother, whereas Krishna was younger brother. Isn't it? But though he's elder, still he thinks himself as the servant of Krishna. Sevak. Do you understand? And the Arjuna quadruple you describe. আনের কি কথা চম্বলদেব মহাশ্রদ্ধার ভাব শুধু সত্য বাৎসল্যাদি মর কেহ আপনাকে করেন দাস ভাবনা কৃষ্ণ দাস ভাব বিন আছে কোন জানা বাট টু স্পিক অফ দাস ইভেন বলদেব মহাশ থিংস ইন সো অ্যাজ এ সার্ভেন্ট অফ কৃষ্ণ দ্যাট ইজ নো বডি ইন অল দি ইউনিভার্সেস বোথ all the world, both spiritual and material, who is not the servant of Krishna. All are servants of Krishna. Ekali Ishvara Krishna, Arsava Guru. Krishna is the Krishna is only Ishwara, supreme controller Parameshwara, and all others are his servants. Baladev, when Krishna came, Baladev came as his elder brother. Still, he serves his younger brother, Krishna. You understand? And he thinks that he is the servant of Krishna, though elder. And he is the first of the first quadruple. Do you understand? He is very, very powerful. And most opulent. Such a person is very powerful, most opulent, thinks himself as the servitor of Krishna. Do you understand? Therefore, this is our conclusion. In all the spiritual world, you may say a spiritual world or material world, in all the worlds, all are servitors of Krishna. Krishna is the only master. Do you understand? So if someone thinks that he will enjoy Krishna, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, nobody is the enjoyer. Angi sarvada jnanam bhoktato prabhu vivasa. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the only enjoyer. Bharta bhokta maheshwara. Bhokta means enjoyer, supreme enjoyer. All are to be enjoyed by Krishna. Do you understand? If someone thinks to enjoy Krishna or to be enjoyer, or wants Krishna to serve him, do you understand? Himself wants to be Prabhu and Krishna to be servant, then what to speak of him?
His
goal is number one. Nobody can be like that. Do you understand? So, all are his servants. I call Ishwara Krishna, Asab Bhujya. Krishna is the only master and all are his servants in both the worlds, spiritual world as well as material world. Do you understand? According to the mentality of servitude, do you understand? Or degree of servitude. One is accordingly great, greater or greatest. Do you understand? The living entity was given up service of Krishna. Is captured by Maya. He has welcomed all inauspiciousness. Isn't it? Those were non-devotees. Those are demons. Those were demons and non-devotees. They want to enjoy Krishna. Do you understand? Or they want to be masters, a lord. Do you understand? So, eventually they are destroyed, isn't it? Annihilated. When someone can understand that he is the eternal servitor of Krishna, then he situates himself in his conceptual position and good fortune. In other words, we may say, now he is welcoming his good fortune. You understand? He is very, very fortunate. Kyaho mane, kyaho na mane, sabatar daas, jena mane tar hoi sehi pape naas. some accepts Krishna as the master and themselves as servitor, and some do not accept it. You understand? Those who don't accept it, they commit sins. Therefore, they are all annihilated. Do you understand? So, this is our conclusion in all the Vedic scriptures, that ekali Ishvara Krishna are sava. Krishna is the only master and all others are his servitors. Do you understand? And that Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? And it is also stated here that the Krishna has expansions, some are svansha and some are vivinansha. The vivinansha is jiva tattva. You understand? So, among the jivas, the human beings are considered to be the best. You understand? And rarely obtainable body, durlabham, manusam, janamam. And we say about that superior, we have some graceful, superior discriminations, I would say descriptions. Tar madhye sthapana jangama dui bheda. Jangama kirchyak. In all creation you will see two main divisions, mobile and immobile. Sthavar jangam. Some are sthavas, some are jungle. Mobile, some are immobile creatures, isn't it? And there you will find some tirjak joni. And human body, human form of life is considered as rarely obtained, durlabham, and best of all creatures. And there are other bodies, other species, they are known as tirjak, a lower species. You understand? And stop.